fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you from the corporate headquarters of Republic Broadcasting at Round Rock, Texas, on Thursday, the first day of April, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. No, this is not an April Fool's joke. I really am in Round Rock, Texas. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just go to my website, send me an email, and you can volunteer to do the pledge. So everybody stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats, face the flag, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, you should have a team, I hope you do, a team of other family members, people you care about and have trusted for many years. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, play with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. That is your prepper tip of the day. We have open lines these first few minutes, and we'll be joined by Kirk with Ready Pure in a few minutes. I just learned this morning that G. Gordon Liddy passed away a couple of days ago on the 30th of March at age 90, about 3 weeks after getting his COVID shot. I was a big fan of G. Gordon Liddy for many years. He was quite an individual. Of course, he came to national prominence as being the leader of the group of men who broke into the Watergate Hotel to get evidence of the Democrats doing things that were basically either unethical or illegal. And rather than do anything else, he remained quiet and served a term in prison. Rather than give up the people who ordered him to do it. He was an extraordinary individual. His autobiography is titled Will, W-I-L-L, Will. I do recommend his book. It sold over 1 million copies and was made into a movie. A wonderful book, and G. Gordon Liddy will be missed. Okay. The big news continues to be the COVID, quite frankly. And the COVID vaccine. It's something that is weighing heavily on my mind, that because I know how bad it is. And we now have very excellent evidence. We have had a former Pfizer vice president go public with what he knows about this. I'm trying to click on my website here, and it's not coming up as quickly as I would like.
Why isn't this coming up like it should? Anyway, he was in charge of the group of people there at Pfizer that did the research on the vaccines. And what he is saying publicly is that we need to stop the COVID vaccines immediately, that they're dangerous and they're going to hurt people. This is the kind of smoking gun evidence I've been looking for quite a while. I recall it's been a year ago, even before the open mic incident in the White House, I was saying a year ago that the vaccines are already in refrigerators, ready to go. And I don't know if that's how true that is, as statement is, but I do know at my website, we do have the video of the open mic situation in the White House briefing room. It's been about a year ago. One of the media people walked out of the door into the briefing room, the same door the president walks through, and he wasn't wearing a mask. And another news reporter asked him where his mask was, and he says, basically, if I can paraphrase it, oh, don't worry, we all got our vaccinations. That's been a year ago, if you can recall that. If you can't recall, the video is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And looks like Kirk is here. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am at the International Headquarters for Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas this morning, sir.
Wow. No wonder you sound so clear.
Yeah. It's everything is just the way it should be here. Well, Kirk, I was just mentioning a moment ago that G. Gordon Liddy passed away a couple of days ago on the 30th, only 3 weeks after receiving the COVID vaccine.
Ah, the head plumber.
Yep, the head plumber from Watergate days. He was quite an individual. I followed his radio show for years. I read his book. I didn't get a chance to interview Mr. Liddy, but I would have loved to have had him on my show. He was 90 years old and quite an extraordinary individual, and I do recommend his book, his autobiography, Will, as a lesson in life, a great lesson in life. Now, Kirk, I know you're a busy guy. Are you aware of the Pfizer former vice president who went public with the information that these COVID vaccines are very dangerous?
Yeah, I think I saw something about that. Of course, this is just reinforcing everything that we've known all along. I mean, you know, right out of the gate, we know that the laws are set up so that, you know, the drug companies can't be liable, you know, for anything that's labeled as a vaccine, for any damage it might cause. On top of that, we know that, you know, it's been labeled experimental or whatever the word is that they're using, which is even a further, you know, distance away from any kind of integrity. It's just a scary situation right now, you know, and I have friends that have lingering things going on. And of course, they're looking to label virtually everything that happens now, you know, as COVID. We know that all the flus, you know, the flu cases have dropped drastically. All of those are being labeled COVID. Everybody with a slight fever and any kind of congestion. Right now, I have hay fever congestion. You know, I'd probably be labeled, you know, as COVID also.
Right.
So it's just a scary situation. You know,
it is.
It's like I say, the only way to win is seemingly to not be involved, you know, with any of this at any level, you know, on a personal level. I mean, having an opinion and speaking out is great, but stay away from it.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion.
Well, to have somebody like Dr. Mike Yaden, I believe his last name is, Eden. Anyway, to go public is quite extraordinary. Typically, men and women who get to the top of the corporate ladder of a Fortune 100 company, not even Fortune 500, Fortune 100 company, they keep quiet the rest of their life. That's typically what they do. Even though they know where all the bodies are buried, they know things are very harmful to the public that they've worked on all their lives. They keep quiet about it. But Dr. Eden's credentials are just as good as Dr. Fauci when it comes to his skill sets, his level of expertise. And he's the kind of guy that should be listened to, and unfortunately probably won't be listened to. But the fact he's gone public and we can get that word out is going to help a lot of people, I believe. Don't you, Kirk?
Yeah, I hope so. I think that, like I said, I'm not a big believer, you know, in that process. I think we're leaving an awful lot up to chance. I think anytime you've got multiple companies, multiple individuals, you know, working on something, you know, speedy, you know, delivery and research. I mean, how can you be certain of any of this? It's an awful, you know, dice roll. At this point.
It is. Well, the times ahead of us are uncertain in some ways, but some things don't change. One of those things would be the need for clean, healthy drinking water and access to food. Correct, Kurt?
Oh, I'm no doubt. I mean, more important now than ever before. I mean, most people associate water with hydration, you know, or lack of it. The fact is it does so much more in the body than we even realize. And, you know, there's a huge difference between the bio water that the body uses and the bulk water that we have access to, you know, in the glass. Big, huge difference. And at Water Revolution, I mean, we're known for creating water that has those tendencies to lean, you know, more toward the bio water in the body in a variety of different ways, you know, structure, mineral content, all of those things that are so important, but you know, overlooked completely. I mean, we talk about contamination and lack of it, and obviously our equipment addresses that as well, you know, really to the best degree possible in the industry today. But then we take it one step further, and that we have devices that really create an overall wellness water. And, you know, we've been talking for the last, you know, several months about the ReadyPure unit. Water Revolution has so much more. You know, we added that product about 8 years ago because of my belief in preparedness. And you know, I saw some of the gravity filters that were out there. I felt they were lacking, you know, in how they were constructed and what they offered. And we developed ReadyPure as a result of that. But really, we're known for our alkaline antioxidant water. And, you know, it's interesting because like anything else, I mean, you get a multiple opinions, you know, in the market. There are some people that say, well, you know, alkaline water is not good for you and here's why and blah, blah, blah. And usually, almost always, they're talking about those electronic alkaline water ionizers that use an electrolysis chamber. And there's issues, you know, with that technology, not the least of which is the type of metal that can be used in these energizing plates that are in this electrolysis chamber. And some of the metallic, you know, that might be given off from those plates. And then you've got the issue of that electricity doesn't mix with water. So when we developed our technology in 2010, it was developed to be a non-electric technology that was more akin to what we find when we look at how the earth actually energizes the water. And that was our goal. You know, we wanted a more holistic approach. And I think we've achieved that now, you know, more than over the last decade. And we've got some interesting stuff. So if you're interested in, you know, more about healthy water, Water Revolution, our company, is the place to go. We're available all the time. Happy to talk with you. We've got a great website. You can access it right through thelibertyman.com. And, you know, we're here for you.
And there's a nice discount when you make your purchase through my website, isn't there?
There is. It's $100 off. Typically, we give a 15% discount to John's listeners on all the other products that we have. Now is the time to buy. We had a big run on the ReadyPure unit last month. We do a filter cartridge sale twice a year when the clocks change. And, you know, we had more orders for that product this year than anything else that we sell, which is very, very unusual. Very unusual. I mean, the ReadyPure up till last year represented a small portion of our business. Now, all of a sudden, it's taking that number one slot. So, you know, it's time to get serious about your water and being prepared, for sure.
Well, it is, and that's reflected in sales of a number of things, ammunition, obviously. So people tend to think of certain things first, and then and they go down their list. Oh, I need ammunition. Oh, I need food. Oh, yeah, by the way, I need water. And if you don't have internet access and you want to get the ReadyPure countertop filter, just write down this phone number and then call Kirk, 336-525-1015. Kirk, I got a funny story for you. I was coming into Round Rock yesterday, and it was time to check into my hotel. And there was a big sign at the front door that I had, I was supposed to wear a mask. I walk in without a mask. And so the clerk said, oh, you need to put a mask on. So I take out, the first mask I take out is one of these blue paper ones that people have been wearing. And it's got a big slit down the middle. And he said, no, that won't work. And I said, oh, okay. So I pull out one of the masks that my friend Tim Spencer fabricates and I sell on my website. And it occurred to me to do something I never attempted before. There's enough excess material, this is made from mosquito netting, by the way, with elastic around the edge, that it gets better. I could cover up my eyes, nose, and mouth with this mask, which I did. I covered up my eyes, nose, and mouth with this mask, and he said, oh, that's okay. Now you can check in.
Well, that's the problem. You know, we're teaching people how to follow direct orders as opposed to, you know, how to think for themselves and actually deduce. And, you know, we saw this already. You know, we saw this in the late 30s, you know, in early 40s in Germany. It's the same thing. It's the same concept. You know, if we can get everybody, you know, lockstep marching to a certain drumbeat, you know, based on performance to guidelines, then, you know, they suddenly believe that they don't have to, you know, use logic or think about anything. And it's really a shame. It's going to be the downfall of us if we don't, you know, if we don't get prepared, because I think that battle is coming. I think it's imminent. I don't think there's anything we can do to stop it. I think all we can do is prepare for it.
Very dear friend of mine, he was my mentor and my employer for a period of time, Mr. Charles Shaw. The film The Great Escape, starring Steve McQueen, was based on Mr. Shaw's book that he wrote. And Steve McQueen pretended to do what Mr. Shaw did in real life, which was be captured and escaped from German POW camps five times. And so when he was escaped, he would pretend to be a foreign worker. And he, one of the things he told me, he says, John, this would have been in the mid-1990s. He says, John, the anti-smoking stuff was prevalent in the Third Reich, very prevalent. And he saw it being duplicated here in the United States, of course, many decades later. And I've seen reports from any number of people who lived under the Third Reich in the 1930s and 40s, saying how they see the same thing being repeated here in the United States in a very subtle and not so subtle way. Requirement to wear masks has been emphasized again earlier this week by the pretender in chief in a very emotional appeal, both him and his female director of the Center for Disease Creation, asking people to once again wear masks everywhere they go. So we're seeing these methods of control in our society every day, aren't we, Kirk?
Well, I mean, we've been seeing them for a long time. I mean, this is just the culmination, you know, of it. And I agree. I think it's a precarious situation, you know, to say the least. And you know, the shame of it is that people are getting used to it now. You know, it's reflexive. You know, and I see people driving around all the time in their car, you know, by themselves with their mask on.
Right.
And I just think how idiotic and ridiculous. It's almost like wearing a patch, you know, saying that you support non-logical thinking.
I know.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Or they're walking through a park by themselves wearing a mask.
The children, you know, right, walking on the street, beautiful spring day, you know, on the outskirts of the city, you know, in a row like you saw. What was that, Madeline, that book with the English girl or French girl that was at the school, and, you know, they would all walk in a row a lot, you know, you see this going on. But yet they're wearing these masks, you know, one after another. And they don't know any different. I mean, they're being taught this at young ages. They're probably going to live with a mask for the rest of their life, I would guess. I mean, I don't know. You know, are they going to feel safe without a mask?
I doubt it. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of April, visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Ready Pure, Revolution in Water. Their product is Ready Pure, the countertop filter that does an excellent job to give you the clean, healthy water you need. A very nice, very substantial $100 discount when you make your purchase at my website at thelibertyman.com, or just call Kirk and place your order over the telephone at 336-525-1015. Well, Kirk, during the break, I looked up the name of the gentleman, the former Pfizer vice president. That's Dr. Michael Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, Dr. Michael Yeadon. He was a vice president and, get this, chief science officer for Pfizer. Now, at that level of corporate America, Kirk, when you go to work in the morning, you don't go out to your garage and get in your SUV. You have a limousine at your front door, driven by a bodyguard who is patiently waiting for you to come out and take you to work, don't you?
I guess.
Well, you do. I don't need to guess because I've worked with these kind of people, and I've provided that kind of security myself. And if you're, it's not a matter of money. at least not apparently a matter of money. It's a matter of who Michael Yaden is, his skill sets, what he knows, and who he knows that gives him so much value to a Fortune 100 company that value gets to the level where, oh, you have a driver and a limousine waiting for you when you go to work every morning. And that's a very special person, to say the least, a person who gets special treatment and special courtesies and special protection for himself and his family. Because when you're at that level with a Fortune 500 company, you and your family are also targets for kidnapping and ransom. It's a world that most people never get closer to than reading a Tom Clancy novel or watching a movie, but I've been part of that world. And that's how it is when you're a top person at a Fortune 100 company. And these kind of people typically keep their mouth shut. They don't talk about what they know. They don't go public. But Yaden has done the right thing for the right reasons to warn the world about the dangers of the COVID shots. I don't even want to call them vaccines because they're not vaccines. This is kind of evidence I'm looking for that we have some time here, Kirk, to warn people who have not yet got the shot, because you can't be unvaccinated. It's too late for the people that got it. But to warn people who have not yet got the shot, or maybe those unfortunate people, 45 million plus, who have got the COVID shot, that despite their bad decision, they can possibly warn some other people themselves. And that article is at my website. It's originally published at a website called LifeSite, LifeSite News. That's S-I-T-E, LifeSiteNews.com. And the article was only published a couple of days ago, March 29th. So this is really fresh stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think that, one thing we know for sure is that it would be a really wise idea, for everybody to beef up their level of detoxification, in every way that they can. And obviously there's a number of supplements that help folks to do that, certain kind of foods that you can eat that do that. And then, of course, our energized water is an excellent detoxification tool.
It is. And I've engaged in various detox protocols, chelation protocols over the decades, following the advice of different doctors I worked with, including my wife, Dr. Moore. And I do encourage that, and that's a great thing to do. There's a however coming. However, you cannot unvaccinate yourself. You cannot detox from the COVID shot once you've got it. Now, here's my belief, and I want your feedback on this, Kirk. The people most at risk for death that have received the COVID shot are the same people most at risk anyway. If you're obese, if you have heart issues, you have lung issues, you have diabetes, for example, you were already at risk from many things, including COVID, but that in risk is now enhanced and made worse now that you've received a COVID shot. What do you think, Kirk?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's tough. It's even hard for me to render an accurate opinion because I don't have that kind of background in schooling. I just know that I'm very, very skeptical, of the whole process.
And that's one of the beautiful things about Dr. Yaden. He puts his concerns in layman's terms. Now, Dr. Vandenbosch is another scientist of equal stature. Dr. Vandenbosch tends to get carried away with the very complex, very convoluted technical scientific issues, which is good, but you lose people. And I constantly, with my friend Tom Berryhill, for example, we're talking about ham radio. It doesn't take long for Tom to segue into technical details that loses 95% of our audience. Well, it doesn't, And
it happens all the time.
If you live with this stuff and it's your life, to you it's just it's like lacing up your shoes.
Matter of fact,
yeah. But to the rest of the general public, these complex scientific things just go over people's heads. It confuses them, and they don't understand it. But Dr. Yaden has made it simple, and that's what's good. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here at the headquarters, the corporate headquarters of Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas, on Thursday, the first day of April. This is not an April Fool's joke. I am really here. We at my website at thelibertyman.com, we have great news. The event up in Maine at the Long Lake Camp, we are proud to announce that children 12 and under with their parents, no charge for children 12 and under. This should make the whole event a lot more doable for families with children. I know that raising children is an expensive proposition, and we're doing what we can to make it a good deal for you folks with young children. So children under 12, and it's not posted on my website yet, but we hope to have it up there in a day or two. And that's a really good deal. We're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders also. Energy cleaners and mattress pads getting boxed up and out the door as quickly as possible. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, let's see. We got a caller on hold here. It looks like Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Hi, Glenn.
All right.
John, you might have seen something written about this by now. I'm hearing reports now that supposedly there are getting to be multiple cases of, like, supposedly Washington State has over 100 cases now of, quote, fully vaccinated people who are now testing positive for the COVID virus. So they've had both of the injections, and yet they're testing positive for the COVID. And then so what they said was, like, I heard like 100 in Washington State, about 14 in Florida, and one in New York so far. That was, so I don't know.
Well, I'm seeing these reports, Glenn. Do you know which test? The PCR test is notorious for not being accurate. Do you know which tests are being given, sir?
No, I don't. Just I wanted to bring that up. But I think this is, it comports with something happened in my workplace where someone who had both injections was exposed, but nonetheless, before she could come to work, still had to have a negative test. So, you know, they even though you've been vaccinated, you can still be infected, you can still spread it, and you can still, you know, test positive. So, and yeah, the undependability of the PCR test is really throws a monkey wrench in everything as well.
Absolutely.
One last thing. I heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny again recently, and she's somewhat cautious about, she's not necessarily completely on the same page as Gerrit van den Bosch. Now, remember, he's not an anti-vaxxer. He's a vaccine designer.
Right.
And he uses metaphor like the vaccine is the wrong tool and stuff like that. So I think Sherry Tenpenny is a little bit cautious that he might turn around and come out and endorse some other, treatment, some other messenger RNA thing or something else that she might not necessarily endorse. So in that sense, she's not completely on the same page as him. But she's being careful.
Right. Well, she's not the only one pointing that out. And Dr. van den Bosch is a man who spent his entire adult life developing vaccines. And he's a big supporter of vaccines. You're absolutely right there, Glenn.
Yeah. Yaden, on the other hand, has been pretty shrill and pretty categorical and using words like madness and dangerous potentially lethal.
Very strong language. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. All right, guys.
Thank you, Glenn.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Kirk, I imagine that you, like myself, have people you know and love who have already gotten or intend to get the COVID shot, don't you, sir?
I don't know. It's not none of the people that I work with, I know for sure. I'm sure there are some. I mean, I've got lots of relatives. I really don't know. I don't know anybody
you'll find out.
Personally
you'll,
that's come
well,
to me and
you
said,
will.
Hey, you know, you, I just you, got the shot done.
Right. You will. And I've attempted to warn some people with limited success, and as I've been saying for quite a few months, Kirk, the combination of ignorance and fear is a very powerful thing, and accepting these COVID shots is more a matter of emotion than it is logic, isn't it, sir?
Well, I think, and also it's the group, you know, the group effect. I think that, you know, if people are, you know, around other people that are getting it, you know, I can see how they would, you know, fall prey to that influence. We're kind of lucky because we live in a real remoted, you know, rural area. And they definitely have a testing facility here in town, you know, with the tents and, you know, the RV trailers.
Right.
You never see anybody there, though. I mean, every time I drive by, I've never seen anybody there, you know, getting tested, which I think is kind of interesting. But
is there people on site that can do the testing?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, a couple of them. Yeah. Two or three. Yeah.
Really?
Hanging around, you know, with the folding chairs, you know, outside. You just never see anybody there. There's never any cars there.
Well, I saw that. It's been just more than a year ago. Mercy Hospital set one up in Chesterfield, Missouri. There were a few cars there the first couple of days, but then after that, the place was vacant, and they shut the whole thing down after a month or two.
Right. Well, we don't want to help the other side out, but, you know, I just think a good idea, if they were to give $1 hot dogs, you know, there out of that thing, I bet they would have more traffic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or free CBD oil. That would bring the people in. Yeah.
free Lay's potato chips and a Diet Coke, you know,
yeah,
with your
test. Yeah, well, people like free stuff, and that would bring them in. You're right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, you have quite a few products at Water Revolution that will help people have a healthier, better life, don't you, sir?
We really do. I mean, everything from many different under-the-counter configurations to less expensive countertop configurations. We've got a whole array of whole house, you know, point of entry equipment. We've got three or four different kinds of commercial equipment. We have many health practitioners that use our water in their practice, both as part of a wellness program that people enroll into, and then also, you know, as a dispensing station. Our commercial equipment is all based on, you know, the reverse osmosis purification engine as a first step. So, you know, it becomes viable for I don't want to say vending, but disbursement. So
right.
That they're able to then disperse it, you know, to their patients.
Exactly.
And it winds up, you know, being a great system.
Well, and that's good because when you take a bath, especially, or a shower, either one, in water that's got sodium fluoride in it, chlorine in it, you know, the largest organ of your body is your skin, and you're absorbing those harmful chemicals into your skin, aren't you, sir?
Yep, absolutely. More so, they say, sometimes than drinking water. I mean, you can absorb up to a gallon, you know, of the material during a regular shower, based on what I've read.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we move forward into what I have been calling uncharted waters. We don't know, in uncharted waters, you don't know where the dangers are. And that's exactly where we are as a society and as a planet, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely. I mean, the only thing that we can count on, you know, is ourselves. And, you know, being prepared should be first in everybody's mind at this point. Because, you know, like the last caller, I think it was Glenn, you know, mentioned that already Dr. Tenpenny is suggesting that just because this guy is being used as a spokesperson now for what appears to be the truth doesn't mean that he won't. And I don't think you get to a position that this guy's in unless you're plugged in, you know, to the group. And I think it can turn on a dime. I think she's absolutely right. I think next week he can come out and say, well, you know, now they've got this different vaccine that uses a different protocol, and this is the good one. Meanwhile, we've been promoting, you know, this Vanden Bosch, you know, for months.
Well, it's only actually Vanden Bosch. It seems like months, but it's only been about 3 weeks.
Right.
Dr. Vanden Bosch and his.
Yeah. It seems like months.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been doing excellent work for more than 20 years, warning of the dangers of any and all vaccines, not just the COVID one that's been on our plate here for a few months. And God bless Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It could not have helped her career. It's probably harmed her career to go public with this kind of information. But she's done the right thing for the right reasons. It's cost her tremendously in terms of her professional reputation and probably money, most likely. But she, God bless Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for doing so. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. I mean, she's a true patriot.
Absolutely, she is. Well, we need to continue with this issue, the COVID shot being dangerous, as the top of the list, quite frankly. We talk about a lot of things in the alternative medium, the threat of war with China, the threat of war coming out of the Middle East again, the economy. We'll be talking about that with Steve Hunt later in the show here. All these things are important. All these things need to be on our plate. On one hand, on the other, the main course of this dinner is COVID shot, isn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. I think you're right. I think that's first and foremost. And I think that right behind that is the, you know, the unsettling situation with China. You know, I think
we're already at war
any
with
way
China.
That they're not going to go for, you know, for Taiwan.
We're already at war with China. That war has already begun.
Yep.
And it's called asymmetric warfare. And, asymmetric warfare does not involve only planes, tanks, and guns. It involves economic warfare. It involves biological warfare, which we're in the middle of, by the way, in case you don't know. Cultural warfare. They've been quite successful in undermining the foundation of the what makes America great. Look at the Boy Scouts of America, where we have mentally ill men who are sexually attracted to handsome young men as being scout leaders. And we have attractive young ladies and handsome young men going into the woods for a weekend. What can possibly go wrong there? I just use that as one example of the destruction of our culture and our values. And so the culture war is real. And of course, we talk about that every Wednesday quite a bit with my friend Jeff Nyquist. So the war is taking place right now, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. I mean, from that perspective, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's something that we, again, you know, that we really should be preparing for.
Well, there's things we, and how do you prepare for it? Well, homeschooling your children is a great starting place. Encouraging your children to homeschool your grandchildren, in my case, which that's been going on now for a year. My two youngest grandchildren have not set foot in a schoolroom for more than a year now. I think this is the 13th month. They're promising, and they're freshmen in high school, by the way. They're promising that they'll start their school year in a few weeks, which is just a few weeks before the school year ends.
Right. Yeah, they're doing that here, too.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. The whole, I can't even imagine the long-term programming, you know, and really damage that's doing, you know, to these young minds.
Kirk, we got a caller on hold here. We got Bruce in Texas. Good morning, Bruce.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, sir. I usually miss your show because of work issues, but I managed to catch it this morning. And so I went to your page there, to your website, and looked up your bio, and I want to say it's pretty impressive. And so based on your history in the U.S. Army Special Forces, I got a question for you. Personally, I spent time in the military in both the Marine Corps and the Army. I was in the Marine Corps Reconnaissance Battalion here at Camp Pendleton, and went airborne school, air assault school, and what have you. Got out for a while, then I went into the Army during the First Gulf War. And so I got that experience, 82nd Airborne. I was also in the 101st there at Fort Campbell, a lot of helicopter work there.
Right.
And went up to Alaska. And in Alaska, I really worked a lot with Special Forces. They would come up there to Fort Greeley, and they'll do training. And back then, it was defending the pipeline type of missions,
right,
you know.
Right. Yeah, my team was up there at Fort Greeley. Go, what's your question or comment there, Bruce?
Yes, sir. Well, based on all that, I've always, when I was in, you know, I looked up to the Special Forces and persons of that, you know, that managed to reach that rung. And it's a bit of good news that I discovered today. I'm not sure if you're aware, but that Richard Torres Estrada, guy that they assigned to U.S. SOCOM,
uh-huh,
diversity and inclusion chief.
Right.
Well, he's been reassigned.
And well,
did you see that?
I haven't seen it, but they're just going to put somebody else in his place to do the same job.
Yeah, someone with a little bit of a more PR friendly background.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. Or maybe they'll put a male soldier there in that place who wants to be a woman. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
Who knows? Well, I just wanted to know your thoughts on the future of U.S. Special Operations. Just kind of, do you have your ear to the ground? What's the chatter
the men in Special Forces Association, I'm on the email list to stay up to date, and they're very concerned with the current status of Special Operations. This officer in charge of diversity was pretty much over the top in terms of what all the veterans thought about it. And we keep our ear to the ground, you're right, about what's going on with the different training and protocols and assignments that these men get. And we do what we can as we're now civilians to help the guys that are active duty. And we just do what we can without the knowledge or consent of the Department of Defense, you know, quietly behind the scenes.
Right. I wonder what our... counterparts there throughout the world think about this, especially like in Russia.
They make fun of us.
Yeah.
And it's hard for our guys to keep their head up when they go to these conferences, NATO conferences, and you know the military has all kinds of conferences all the time, joint training exercises. It's difficult to show up at these things as an American soldier and not be made fun of. And I've been talking about this a lot lately there, Bruce, about a modification of body armor to accommodate pregnant women so pregnant women can engage in hand-to-hand combat, modification of flight uniforms for pregnant women to fly aircraft in combat. They make fun of us for doing these things, and they should. The only time we in modern civilization that women are intentionally put in combat is as an act of desperation. 1947 with Israel, World War II with Russia, and so forth. Does that answer your question, Bruce?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I find it difficult to wear my airborne hat, what have you, but...
We'll do it anyway. You should wear it proudly. You should wear it proudly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate the call. We have
Bye-bye.
A break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of April, and I'm here at the corporate headquarters of Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas, visiting with Kirk. And if you want a high quality, the best quality countertop water filter, you just go to my website, scroll down to the photograph of the young lady standing there holding a glass of water, and click on that, and you'll be ready to go and get the Ready Pure water filter with a $100 discount. If you don't have internet access, just give Kirk a call. He'll be glad to take care of your order. Let him know that you heard about this on the John Moore Radio Show. That telephone number, I'll give it twice slowly, 336-525-1015. I say again, 336-525-1015. And everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment, Kirk, isn't it?
It is. We're waiting now on ceramic cartridges, which should be in here in about 5 or 6 days. We had a big run with our cartridge sale over the last 10 days or so. So we're waiting to get resupplied there. But, yeah, we should be shipping on a regular schedule here within a week, week and a half.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Well, Kirk, every week we do this together, you and I, this show. It seems to be a bit more bizarre and a bit more freakish than the week before, with the way things are developing and moving forward so quickly. But we stay on top of it, and some things don't change. The need for healthy, clean water, it will never change, will it, sir?
No, and you know, we've got the best equipment at the best pricing, and, you know, we'd love to help everybody. People have individual requirements, you know, for their water supply based on their circumstances, and we're here to help you with that, and, you know, we're happy to help in any way we can.
Well, that's the way it should be. Well, Kirk, we appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Sounds great, John. Have a great week.
Okay, thank you very much. Got the top of the hour break coming up here in about a minute or so. Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Michael Yaden. You look at this guy, look at his photograph, and you say, oh, yeah, there's a guy who spent most of his adult life indoors doing indoor work. I mean, you would not mistake him for a Montana rancher. No way. He's obviously brilliant, obviously been quite successful in his chosen career to develop new and better pharmaceutical products, including vaccines. Got to the point where he was a vice president with Pfizer and the director of science there at Pfizer, a Fortune 100 company. Typically, that's the kind of guy who would take his earnings, his retirement, go live to a place of his choosing the rest of his life, and keep quiet about his knowledge. Not go public with his knowledge that these COVID shots are very, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. The man has used language that is meant to get your attention, and I hope it gets a lot of people's attention in time for them to refuse the COVID shot. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.